Hello?
Mr.
Hello?
This is Michael from Local Splash. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. Hi, this is Michael again. Forget of Zach?
Yep.
All right, perfect. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, doing it myself. Thank you for asking, Zach. So yeah, I'm actually doing a follow-up call. If you remember, we have an appointment set up today to do the Google Live video verification. Is this now a good time?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. I believe that you already have downloaded the Google Meet app as well, correct, sir?
Yeah, I have that.
Okay. And I also assume that you already have all of the documents needed.
Yeah.
Also with you, with your tools and equipment and vehicle as well. Okay, wonderful then. All right, so what we're going to do here, I was going to reach out with Google now, what Ms. Yusama is available so they can do the live video verification with you. Okay. Just give me 1 to 2 minutes here, okay? I'll be right back shortly. Thank you. Right, so we're now currently in queue, sir, so as we speak, there's like 5 people ahead of us, so just give me 1 to 2 minutes here still, okay? This will be quick.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, thank you for holding, sir. If I'm now speaking now with a Google representative. So they'll just kind of review your profile. They actually ask about these 2 to 3 minutes, okay? We'll let you know once they're going to send us the link for you to join the meeting. I'll be right back shortly. Thank you.
Yep. Whenever I finish with this thing, I'm gonna get a few rounds before Nate comes home and starts screaming. Thank you.
Zach, I'm so sorry for the delay. I'm still waiting for them to complete the review for Google profile. I'll be right back shortly here, okay? I'm so sorry again.
Yep.
Thank you.
Really? You can stop.
All right, thank you for holding here, Zach. They just wanted to confirm, sir, because I believe that we are currently a service area. They wanted to ask if you would like to show your address to be publicly visible, or we can remove it or hide it.
I mean, it can be there. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it's my home residence. I don't have a shop where people come to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. It can be listed.
I see. But letting you know that once it's visible, that people can actually see this in maps, or you might also gonna expect people to
let's just not have it
okay.
Visible.
Okay. Let me go ahead and remove that here. Okay. Good thing that you mentioned it's a residential address. Hold on. Let me update that here.
I'm going to walk the ball.
All right, thank you for patiently waiting again, Zach. So there you go. I texted you the URL for the meeting link that you can join.
Okay.
So we sent your phone number ending in 2848.
Okay.
Then if you receive it.
I do have it. It says ask to join, yes?
Yes, please. I'll also be joining the meeting as well, and that way I can also track how it will go through, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, Anna, this is Sean. I'll go with Michael, okay? I just texted him the link, so we're just waiting for him to join. Thank you.
Hang on a second. So when I clicked ask to join, it says I'm already in a call, so it won't let me join.
Let me go ahead and check that with her, sir, okay? Hold on.
Favor, don't.
Right, Zach, they confirmed that you're not yet on the call. Can you try to close it and then open again the Google Meet app and click again the link? Sir?
Oh, hang on. So I am clicking it through the link that you texted me, and then I'll hit it right now, and then it just says you're already in a call. Dismiss.
Wait, can you click dismiss?
Yes, hang on.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just did it three times.
Okay, let me gonna ask if she can provide another link here instead, okay?
Hey,
Zach, Michael again. So, yep, they confirmed that So you haven't received any requests from your end. So what we did here is that you should just give me the MIPping code instead. So you need to manually type it in. So can you open your Google Meet app again, please?
Yes.
And then there's an option there that you can type in a MIPping code. I texted it to you, the one with XDY on it. Make sure to also include dashes.
Okay. Okay. So when I open the Google Meet, it's saying, like, you know, for me it says new, like click create a new or search in my contacts. So I click the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just typed that in. XDY. Okay, hang on. Try it again. It just says, "And please insert a valid phone number or email address."
Hey, I'm sorry. So when you go to Google Meet app, when you log in, I believe you already signed in, right? You have your user ID and password there, because that's the first step.
Yeah.
You need to log in first. Okay.
Yeah, I'm logged in.
And when you open that one, sir, I believe that you should be able to see an option that says join with a code.
Okay. Yep, I got that now. I just got that.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, now it should work. XDY. EKRBCN. Join. Okay, I hit the join. Now it says ask to join. I'll try it out.
Yes, please. Click ask to join.
It just did the same thing. It says you're already in a call. So, I guess it's treating it like I'm trying to make two phone calls at once.
Interesting. Okay.
Should I try this from a computer?
No, me.
But then I won't be able to.
Yeah, because you need a camera on it as well.
Well, it has a camera on it. I mean, my computer has a camera on it. I don't have Google Meet on my computer, so I'd have to put it in there. Or do I just hang up and then join that way, and then it would just cancel our phone call, but we'll be communicating through the Google Meet?
Yes, please. We can try that once, sir.
What's that?
Right. Hi, sir. Thank you for holding. I'm so sorry, though. They actually confirmed, sir, that it's actually something to do with your device. So in that way, maybe we can try different things instead. Maybe I can help you with how we can resolve that, because I cannot wait on the line for kind of long, though. So what we're going to do here, I'm going to try to maybe troubleshoot first with the app that you're using, because I already informed her that you've been using the code, but still not working. So maybe I can try send you my own
Google
Meet. Yeah,
it just says that I'm already in a call. I don't think that it's going to let me be on the phone and in Google Meet at the same time.
Exactly. Let me go ahead and try to send you my own Google Meet app. I'm sorry, Google Meet link instead, sir. And then let me, you know, let's see if you'll have the same problem or error as well. Because if that's going to happen, then, yeah, it's something to do with the apps. I maybe ask you to maybe uninstall and install it again. But just give me one moment here, please. Okay, let me try to generate my own code here.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent you my own Google Meet link, sir. Yeah, maybe try to click the link and then maybe try to join.
I did. It's just doing the same thing. It just says you're already in a call.
I see. Are you logged in? Like maybe you have a different device that's also connected to your Google Meet app? Because maybe that one is open or maybe you're logged in.
No, I don't. The only Google Meet that I have is right here on my phone.
I see. Well, what we're going to do here instead, sir, we'll try to delete that app and then try to install it again. If you're using an iPhone, you can maybe long press the app from your screen, and there's an option that says delete.
I can't delete Google Meet off my phone because it's built into it.
I mean, try to close it first.
I did the fourth stop on it, you know, just to completely shut it down. And I just tried it again. It's just doing the same thing. I'm just confused as to why we need to stay on the phone call instead of just only using Google Meet.
Well, the thing is that they have their own Google Meet app, so the reason why I'm staying on the phone is that to make sure that you can join with a meeting, you know, instead of disconnecting the call. And, you know, it's the same thing like what's happening now.
I don't think we're going to have a problem if I try it off the phone.
Well, you can naturally try, sir, but apparently we're communicating with a Google team. So it would be a lot easier for us to, you know, communicate with you first and make sure that you were able to join before we disconnect the call. Again, most of the agents cannot wait for more than 2 minutes as a reason why that a previous representative just disconnected. So I just wanted to make sure that we can have it situated first before getting another Google representative. There is an option, that you can, you know, contact Google directly, but that's in your Google business profile. It's kind of more complicated. So, yeah, that's the reason why that it's best that we will know when we're going to contact them and then just ask you to join. Anyway, I would really say that it's something to do with your device or the app itself. I just wanted to confirm if you're using an iPhone or Android, and that way I can maybe walk
you
through
how
to properly delete it.
I have an Android.
You have an Android. Okay. Let me go in and see how you can properly delete that. Because I think what you're doing right now is just you're closing or shutting the app, but it's still on your phone. So technically when you open it, it will say the same thing. So just give me one sec here how you can remove or delete that app using your phone here. Okay, so when you close the app itself, like close it successfully, sir, and then try to locate the app, don't open it, just long press it, like patch and hold the app icon.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you patch and hold it, there's like a pop-up that would say uninstall.
No, it doesn't. Not on my phone. I cannot remove it. I can disable it.
Okay, can you click disable instead, please? And then let me know if it's removed from your phone.
Okay. Well, I did that.
Okay, great. Can you double check in your phone if the Google Map, I'm sorry, the Google app is still there or it's no longer showing in your app home?
It removed it from my screen on my apps, and I had to go into my settings where my apps are, and it's still there.
Okay, if you go to settings, you can click that one, and you should see an option that says uninstall.
Mine says uninstall updates.
Okay, can you click uninstall?
There's not that option. It's uninstall updates, like I said.
Only update? Okay, can you click update instead, please?
It says uninstall updates.
Okay, click the one instead. So technically it's one word, uninstall update. It's got, like, two options. Okay, can you click that one instead, sir?
Okay. That's done.
Okay, and then refresh your settings and let me know if you can still see the app.
I can't see the app unless I go... It removed it from, like, my icons and stuff. I have to go...
Yeah, let's go back to the settings. Like, where you...
Yeah.
Found it again, I think.
Uh-huh. And then?
You still showing there or no?
But yeah, it's still here in my phone, yeah.
Okay. When you click the one, there's any option that says open it or install it?
Yeah, I can open it.
Okay. Can you open instead Play Store, please?
Open what?
Open Play Store.
Okay.
Go to your screen and then go to Play Store.
Yeah, yeah.
And then type in Google Meet.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's here. I can either open it and then it says update.
Okay, can you click update?
Okay.
Now, let me know if it's updated. Like, it will
it
say
is.
Updated or still loading.
It's
already updated?
It's updated, and, yeah, it's open.
Okay, great. Can you open that one, please?
Yep, I did.
Okay, thank you. And then when you open it, it will automatically route you again to the Google Meet app. I think that will automatically sign you in.
Yep.
And then try to click the link that I sent you, the most recent one.
It just says, it's the same thing. It says already in a call. It won't connect while we're on the phone.
Okay. Let me try to disconnect my call for, and then
okay.
Let's see if it's gonna work. Okay. Then
so you
want
to hang up, and then I'll try to do it. I'll
yes.
do it through the Google Meet.
Yes, please. I'll disconnect the call, close the app again, and then try to log in, okay?
Okay.
I'll disconnect the call now. Thank you.
Okay.